From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Today, Google's Developers Conference I/O kicks off in San Francisco. These conferences are really for developers to get awkwardly pumped up to make things for a company's growing ecosystem of devices and software.
In recent Android releases, we extended the OpenGL standard to bring advanced graphics capabilities, usually found on desktop and game consoles, to mobile. With M, we're making our biggest leap forward with the introduction of Vulkan.
Yeah, not exactly for everyone, right? But this event also gives hints about what's coming down the line for the average consumer. Our guide to those hints is our friend Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, looks like we're getting a new dessert-themed version of the Android operating system, maybe named Oreo, and more importantly, things like mobile payments updates that let you leave your phone in your pocket while you're paying with it.
Hands-free payment sounds exciting. It all depends on how it's implemented at the vendor. You've probably had this experience where you use Apple Pay or the Android Pay function. And even if you always have your phone in your hand and it seems like it's super easy, then you actually end up having to enter a PIN or sign the keypad anyway.
Yeah.
And so it all depends on how that's implemented at the point of sale.
Fair enough. Lindsay, let's talk about hardware. Last year, we got the first true Google phone, the Pixel. And this year, we're going to get a couple more models?
No, I am sorry to say.
Oh.
I think we're going to have to wait until the fall.
Dreams deferred. What about a new Google Home or Google Wi-Fi?
Google Home has really been getting a lot of attention. It seems like it's a little bit behind Amazon and the Echo. But Google Home has this amazing AI engine behind it. And Google is furiously working on ways to make its assistant more useful and more, and frankly, more natural than what Amazon is making. What Google Home can do, for instance, is something like let you naturally walk through a recipe using your voice.
Anything else that you're going to be looking for specifically?
What is really interesting and a little bit wonky, but Google is still trying to figure out how its virtual reality teams and augmented reality teams, so VR and AR, work together and what that singular vision is. You know, last year we heard a lot about the VR platform Daydream. And since then, Google has invested a lot in VR, has acquired a game studio that does VR, and has also continued to work on its AR platform called Tango, but then has made Tango part of the VR team. So Google may be rolling out some announcements, some changes, some experiments that show how VR and AR are maybe not that different. Maybe this is sort of a false dichotomy that the industry has made. Maybe virtual reality and augmented reality work together in some way, and that's very interesting.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET. Lindsay, always nice to chat.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
By the way, Developers Conference season is definitely here. Microsoft's Build just happened, and Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference starts on June 5th. We were just talking about one of the biggest tech companies in the world presenting its latest and greatest products in the epicenter of the tech universe. But we have also been talking a lot in recent weeks about cities that are trying to rival Silicon Valley by becoming tech hubs themselves. Enter Chicago. For some, there's good reason to be there as a startup. David Rabe decided to leave Silicon Valley and base his food tech startup called Tavala in Chicago. Tavala's plan is to replace every toaster in the world with one of their steam ovens. The company also delivers you meals to cook in their ovens. David, thanks for talking to me. Why Chicago?
We had a core group of people that all kind of had a reason to be in Chicago, and we thought moving forward, we'd be able to attract the kind of diverse skill set we were looking for better in Chicago than in the Bay.
Can you describe the scene a little bit to an outsider?
We have a community of startup folks that are connected in multiple ways. So we have Slack channels of local founders. We do dinners with local founders. There's definitely a strong community in Chicago in a way that we didn't quite feel in the Valley.
Why do you think that is?
I think, to be honest, it's probably a numbers thing. I think the fact that there aren't as many startups here as there are in the Valley, it makes it more personal. In the Valley, there's so many startups that it's not a bonding thing the way it is here in the Midwest.
The Juice hardware company that we don't have to name that has been in the news recently for for a number of missteps has to be a company that you look at when you think about how you're doing your business, because you're creating a service that involves food and you're also creating hardware that deals with that food. How do you avoid those same missteps?
Yeah, so I'd say two things. I think the first is that when I came up with this idea over 3 years ago, it was because I had a real problem. I wanted something that was delicious and healthy, and I didn't want to have to work for it. And so I think that's number one, that we're solving a real problem that lots and lots of people have.
But the Juicero folks would probably say the same thing, wouldn't they?
They might. They might. And we like the Juicero folks, and I think it's an interesting product. I would say that the market for people looking for convenient dinner is probably a lot bigger than the market for folks looking for juice. And the second one is unique to what we're doing, and it's that the oven also works on its own. So having the steam oven allows people to make their own food in addition to our meal service and replace their toaster oven and whatever else appliance, you know, they think this could replace.
David Rabbi, he is co-founder and CEO of the company Tavala. David, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
There's lots more from our Tech Hub series at marketplacetech.org. And before we go, yes, Facebook's Instagram released face filters this week, moving augmented reality animations that go over your face. And yes, they are about as bald-faced a ripoff of Snapchat's filters as you might imagine. No, it is not surprising considering recent history, but damn, you could almost hear Evan Spiegel looking at Mark Zuckerberg and saying, "Really, man? Really?" I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.